Instead of learning from the text that we normally learn from, I'm going to read to you from Mayim Beis HaSheva, a thought on Chanukah, or two. And let's see. Here we go. First, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, mitzvahs, oh, what's that? Those are the holes of the donuts? Those are the donut holes. Oh, very good. What? Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara says mitzvahs Chanukah is ner ishu beisai, a mahadrin is ner l'chalechad ve'echad, if you're better, it's one. A mahadrin and a mahadrin, beishamei say, yeim rishin madlik shmeina mekam ve'eluch peches v'heiluch. At the first day you light one, the other days you light eight. Beishamei says 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. V'sil lo'aymerim yeim rishin madlik achas mekam ve'eluch meisev v'heiluch.
What's the logic of
Beishamei? So years ago I gave a shiur on all machlokes in Beishamei Sil. I was quoting from Rav Zevin. I shouldn't say all, but almost all. Meruba of the machlokes, the shita Beishamei Bisil, was whether you look at potential, or you look at the world in a practical way, or by its potential. Beishamei says, on the first day of Chanukah, you have 8 days ahead of you. Look at the potential ahead of you. So you have eight. Next day you only have seven. Next day you only have six. Beishamei is sometimes depressing, you know. As you get to the end of Chanukah, you fizzle out. Basil says, no, you don't look at the potential, you look at what you got. You got 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. You know, it builds up the excitement. So that's the machlekes Beishamei.
Pari Achag.
Okay. But in the Yisayda Dovar, someone pass Mati whatever's left of the donuts, please. Okay. No, it still looks very appetizing.
But
Beishamei holds the Kedusha of the Lord Marina.
Yeah, but Beishamei holds the Kedusha of the Lord Marina. That's why we pass him
like this. At any rate, let's see his thoughts on this. Hine loymatzino halachas v'dinim boif and kiyam hidur mitzvah. Normally, when you do a mitzvah and you have hidur mitzvah, you have no set rules. Halai rak hidurhu, it's to beautify a mitzvah. Tali beraitish kolecha ve'echad ech lisna be'mitzvahs. Normally, we tell somebody for hidur mitzvah, get a nice menorah. There's no rule what menorah you get. You get whatever pleases you. Even a nice S-ring. There are no real rules for what's called a nice S-ring. Gamre Eze, so he feels, so that's the first thing he wants to explain, why there are rules here. V'gam Re'eze Chidish, Nechlo Beisham Yisrael Boifin Ahidr. Not only there are rules, but some achlaikas in the rules. V'amiroi pligi b'tamayu. In Gemara, they argue in their reason. He says you don't find that anywhere else. Shehidur hu chelik me etzem hamitzvah. Then a Chanukah hidur is part of the guf hamitzvah. Hainu sheish kiyum chiyav hamitzvah kepshutai. V'kam yeshmakum l'kayim mitzvah yiseira bat lokas neiris harbe. V'kiyum mitzvahu nechlaku atanoa v'amirahim. So he's saying you say that the hidur mitzvah of Chanukah is the guf hamitzvah. It's the fundamental. There's no pishem. The Briskarav said that the Gemara says that hidur mitzvah is at shlish. Hidur mitzvah normally you spend another third of whatever you spend on the mitzvah. You buy a lulav, you buy a nicer esrog, you buy a nicer one. On Chanukah, the etzah mitzvah is 8 candles, one each night, and the hidur mitzvah is 36, much more than a third, more than the 8. It's 28 more. If you have multiple people in the house, it's even more than that. So the hidur mitzvah of Chanukah doesn't go with the rules of hidur mitzvah b'chal Torah kula. But Tzorach Bihur, he's going to explain that.
All right,
we have Mati's reason before Rabbi Schwab's reason.
All those extra candles.
Yeah.
All those extra candles. It's a hidur, but it's more than a hidur. It's part of the mitzvah.
Oh, so he's saying that. He's saying, you're right, that that on Chanukah, Hiddur is part of the Guf HaMitzvah. And he explains it. Tzorach Bia. Hine b'Chanukah asa Kadosh Baruch Hu beis nisim. As is known, there were two miracles. Nes ha-hatzola miyad ha-yevonim. Shemosi giborim biyad choloshim v'rabim biyad ma'atim. V'nasa lahem oz nisim v'nefloiz kemavur b'midrashu migilas ha-tiyachis. One is, of course, the miracle of winning the battles. Or the v'gam nasa nes b'pach ha-shemen. And also the miracle that took place with the menorah, with the oil. Shekshinichnesu yevonim lahechol timu kol ha-shmanim. When the Yevonim went into the Heichal, they were metame the oils. Shegavur achashmena, and when matzu elo pach echad, shohe bayalai lukiyem echad, liku menu ches yamim. So we all know this. There are two miracles, the wars and the oil. Ikim mitzvahs nechanak and nikfa shem nes pach hashemen. The main thing is nikfa and pach hashemen. Ayin shah mischal shabbos, mai chanaka, uberashi al ezeh nes kavua. And the Gemara says that the nes of the pach hashemen. So the lining of the menorah is on the Pach Hashem. To thank Hashem also for the miraculous battle, victories in battle. So Alanisim is on winning the battles, and the lining of the menorah is on winning, is on the Pach Hashem. And in Alanisim is not mentioned, Klal HaNation Nasa B'Lokas HaMenorah. Omnam Amru Chacham. He's learning like this, that the lighting of the Neira is primarily on the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, and it's done in a way of extra Hidur to show thanks for the miracles that surrounded it, the miracles of the battles, the defeat of the Yevanim. Vehidu shorim neirais hu shem haydal nisi Hashem b'nitzach in al Yevanim. Shenachnu mar b'neirais lahayres al tshua ishasa kadosh baruch hu avisein b'yomim b'zman hazeh. Vasei the hidazu on that hidur of thanking Hashem for the victories. Omru b'shami peches v'heiluch b'sil ma'isav heiluch. L'harzei yuva mashem b'nusach haneirais alolum. Interesting. And there is the one who Madlikin doesn't say anything about it. Well, let me just finish Reb Schwab 1 second. Well, anal asi shabia, shaner is losher rabbim, bayim al neis hider onu madlika al nisim shasisa ideka necha k'dayishim. That's very interesting. He's saying that there is halalu, we allude to the miracles that took place through the Chashmonaim. So that the riboy of neris halalu is on the second, that's what he's saying, that the etzem lighting of the menorah is thanking Hashem for the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, and the extra hidur is part of the Guf HaMitzvah to thank Hashem for the other miracles that surrounded it. That's his thought. Yeah?
According to Rav Wilson, that there's 36, it says that Hashem created the light, and then he took it away. When did he take it away?
In the Torah.
He put it in the Torah. If you look at all the letters of R or neighbor, whatever, it says 36. So according to that shot, that this thing of 36, right, is part, it's not an extra thing, it's not a hidden. It's part and parcel of the actual title. It's actually part of the name. Is that a nice shot?
Beautiful, very nice shot, very nice. All right. Anyway, so that's what he's saying, that it doubles up on the other nays. Right. I think we should just learn a little bit of what we're regularly learning. We're up to page Shin Aleph, second paragraph, second column, first paragraph. Hagonazu. Yeah, the leftover donuts are going to go to the ladies' section. I'm sorry you have to wait for it. When you come down, we'll meet you at the door with a delivery. Heidi, excellent, top notch.
But you didn't have presses to go.
I don't. you know, in front of Hatzara Imi Babayis, you know, like.
Yeah, but what about me? It was his shtablis. I didn't bank it.
Oh, yeah, you'll pass me one of presses, okay. But I have to eat it later. No, no, it's okay. Make a way. But you're eating one? I'll eat as many as you eat.
I don't eat it.
So I have to eat it, and you don't eat it?
Take it home.
I'm not taking it home.
Never say yomit for tomorrow.
All right. All right, let's learn. Hagona Zu, page Shin Aleph. Hagona Zu, he beschus Avraham Avinu. Mogen Avraham, Mogen is protection. It's related to Avraham Avinu. Hanikra Avraham Ivri. Why is it called Avraham Ivri? He stood up against the world. Why is Mogen Avraham the ending with Avraham Avinu? At the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the redemption, we're going to need protection. If Avraham fought against the four powerful kings to save Lot, he said, "Altira Avraham, Adnaychi Magen Loch." Look at that. It says Magen by Avraham. "Altira Avraham, have no fear. I will be your shield." Shom Leikadosh Baruch Hu Shlei Tira Mima Shebaas B'Maga Im Ha'Olam Shel Sadaim. Look at that. I thought it means I'll protect you from the arrows, right? It says, no. Don't be afraid from the fact that you're coming into contact with the dirty world of Sadaim. Shayuram Bechatoam Lashem Aid. Unachim Magilo. Shetia Mesulak Bekol Ninud Shalash Ba'osamam Kukelas. Everybody ever thought of that? Magin Avraham means a spiritual protection. You will be removed Bekol Ninud from any stain shall hashpa'osam amukukelas of their rotten influence. Kain yoshanu hayoy maga im oilam im misnai b'maisei sedayim. Today we have a relationship with a world that behaves like sedayim. Hashem zed nikras hanhogazu sadami. V'gam muteres hanhogazu apichukei memshala. The government doesn't forbid being unfaithful. Oh yes, Sadaimi Kizer Rosh Mashallah's Medina's America. Nisai the Sadaimi. Which president is he referring to? This was in the '90s. Clinton was president in 92, right? He said we even have a president that's not faithful. What?
Gay marriage.
And their marriages are, I think he means that, lack of faithfulness. So we never think of it that way. Mogen Avraham, we usually think of Hashem protecting us from the attacks of our enemies. And he's saying it's to protect us from the influence.
What's the protection? You're talking about Yetzirah, and you have to have free will, Bechira. So what's the protection?
The protection is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows, there's no guarantee on anything, but Hashem helps protect us from the influences around us. I don't know how, but you believe, you know, the guy believed that in the Jewish yeshivas they have they have places where the boys and girls don't have contact and certainly have none of the behavior that they talk about in yeshiva high schools, Mis Yaakov high schools, that you have boys and girls that are totally pure and clean in today's world.
But it seems to me that's the
protection.
That the Chachamim looked at the problems and they made Takonis, and those are the protections.
Who sent the Chachamim? I don't know. Mogen Avraham. That's interesting. What?
Parzuchamos.
Oh, you mean he says, oh, fits it very well. Parzu kala chaimis, very good. That they brought kol lichos.
52 years.
How many years was Saddam? You remember? It was last. Tsayar was 36, and Saddam was how many? How many shanim did this? It was 51. He says he got it right. Hamatziv hayoyim hu chazor lezmani shel Avraham Avinu. Sha'af shehikra is bayrai. Today, it's like in the times of Avraham, even though he recognized his creator. Shoye ben shalish shanim. Amru Chazal. Chazal said, Shehikra is bayrek shoye ben memches. That he again recognized God when he was 48. Hainu, shikshabanu. Dar hafloge es amigdol. Tachas adjuchasi shal nimrait. When Avraham was 48 years old, I guess in 1996, right, Avraham was born in the Hebrew year 1948. So when he was 48 years old, it was 1996. Himrit has kol olam kulay Allah v'ala kadosh baruch hu b'machusay. Oz hikres bayra ilias muvdol le'ever echad. So even though at the younger age he recognized there's a creator, but to separate himself from the world happened when he was 48. So we say that the world was 2,000 years tohu. The first 2,000 years of the world, there was no appreciable recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Avraham did. So at the age of 48, I guess it was 1996 in the Hebrew year. So around the year 2000, there was a recognition. Mechadim tzav anachnu eile poi hayoim ba'olam shal merida v'Hashem u'b'tayrasai. This is writing 30 years ago. Zemashamar Nim Zmiris Yisrael. That's a nickname for David HaMelech called the beautiful singer of Israel. Ani amarti b'chavzi b'zman adida v'achipaza imugula l'gayla kala adam kaisev. When it comes to time of chavzi, I say the world is full of baloney. Shebnei adam aleim kazavim u'kfira v'snagush shal gnus. The world is full of kfira and abhorrent behavior. Bizman kazeh ani ochuz be'ashli ravavi shal Avraham Avinu v'kadosh baruch hu magin alav. Shaloi liyos nilka b'shchisus hakfira v'apritzis k'may shigin Avraham Avinu ozani b'shabech v'aymer baruch atah Hashem magin Avraham. So definitely a new insight into magin Avraham, a protection, a spiritual protection. If you think about Avraham Avinu, think about his descendants, that's probably what he davened for more. The spiritual protection, of course the physical as well.